Welcome to the Positive Communication Show with your host, Matthew Cooper, where crisis meets communication. Join Matthew on the journey of skills, techniques, and wisdom on empowering your communication and enriching your relationships. Matthew has been a student and practitioner of self-help skills and crisis communications for over 20 years. He owns Positive Control Systems, a crisis communication and intervention business, and teaches these skills to parents, teenagers, and professionals. Here is your host, Matthew Cooper.
Show on Om Times Radio. Welcome to everyone who is deciding to spend their evening for this one single hour with me. And I really hope it can be an insightful hour, an interesting hour, and hopefully we can have maybe just a little bit of fun. Only a little bit, though. We can't have too much, because we all know that too much fun is not a good thing. I don't know when, but they say that's the case. I'm not sure, though. With the Positive Communication Show, what is this? Why am I doing this? What am I doing here and talking about communication, and heaven forbid, or heavens forbid, that is going to be positive? Well, in the introduction, it mentioned that I work with the Positive Control Systems, which is a crisis intervention and communication program which I teach to troubled youth facilities across the United States. I also teach another program called Informed Crisis Care, which is a softer, gentler, let's just say a more zen variation of the first program. I work with troubled youth homes. I had a number of them that I was working with just a couple days ago. I did a training here in Utah. I work with drug and alcohol rehabilitation, what they call high-functioning mental health, sometimes low-functioning depending on the facility. We also deal with adult drug and alcohol rehabilitation, not just the youth. And some of my facilities have also dealt with eating disorders, sexual trauma, all the different kinds of challenges which these youth have. And there needs to be a way that they're able to be communicated with and empathized with to be able to get the results that we're looking for in these programs, to help them through these traumas that they've experienced. So that's what my programs do. It teaches the staff members how to interact with and communicate with their clients. And it got me thinking, because I just finished up the manual part of a program that's called the Empowered Parent Program, which I will be getting out and making available for purchase in the very near future. I'm thinking within the next couple of weeks. I just went through and edited and edited and edited, and I've sent it out to some friends so they can take a look at it, and they can edit it some more as well, or give me suggestions anyway for the editing. The reason why is I've been going through the same types of material in my communication program for the Empowered Parent Program, as well as in the crisis intervention program. Now you can go to positivecontrolsystems.com and see my website. You can also go to Positive Control Systems on the Facebook, and you'll be able to see me as well there. Or look up Matthew Cooper, and you'll see me in Utah with my bearded, happy, smiling face, and maybe you see some things that I posted, or hopefully some of the appropriate things friends have posted on my wall. Go ahead, take a look. Tell me what you think. And what I'm looking at and the direction I'm looking at with these different communications programs that keeps coming up over and over is that oftentimes we become the focus. We as the staff members, we as the parents, we as the partners, we choose to be the focus of the person in the relationship, because anytime you have any interaction with anyone, you're creating some sort of a relationship, whether it's going to be a shallow relationship, if it's a business associate where you say, hi, how are you doing? Nice to see you. And then you leave. Okay, that's going to be one type of a very shallow relationship. You can have one with more depth, your love partner, your life partner, your children, your siblings, your parents. Those are more in-depth. You choose how you want to interact with people around you and create the depth of relationship which works best for you. And with that, one of the things that came up in my training that I had just a couple of days ago and really stuck me, and I just have to keep – I've been thinking about it the past day or two. Like, okay, you know – this is not just a problem occasionally. It's a problem that I think everyone has. And there's two parts to it. Partly, we want to force people, events, our lives, etc., to do what we want. Okay, we try and force it to go the way that we want. Now, being able to guide, direct, cajole, push, that's great. However, forcing is not a very good idea. I mean, if we're looking at force, going back to physics, that is mass times acceleration. How do we force life, which is a little bit hard to get a hold of, to accelerate with what mass? How do we touch it? How do we push it to go the direction that we want? That's a little bit hard. And yet, consistently, I know I've done it. Everyone that I know has done it, so I'm having a very good, very strong feeling that you have done it as well. You're trying to force life to go along the lines that you want. And life doesn't respond well to that. I almost am hearing in my mind, I don't respond well to threats. And that's life speaking to me in a Mexican or Latino accent there. When we try and force life to respond the way we want to, how do we do it? Well, usually in a way that's going to be having an immediate result on our environment or circumstances, and we're not usually, in my opinion, thinking about the long-term ramifications and results of what we are trying to force. So, for example, with my business, if I'm trying to force things to work out right now. Okay, what am I doing right now to force it? Well, I'm marketing. I'm throwing money towards getting these things, these projects finished. And yeah, I can do that. I can throw money at a problem, or I can throw time and effort and all of this at a problem to fix it right now. Or I can take a step back and say, what is it in my life, or the circumstance, whatever it may be, what is it that is the main problem? Is this the main problem, or is it a symptom of something else? So if we're looking at business, for example, marketing. Marketing is a great thing. Where do you start? Okay, you can throw, if they say you throw money at it until it sticks, that's a shotgun approach, which to me is a waste of time, effort, money, etc. Instead of just throwing it after, we need to make sure we need to know why we're doing something. We need to know what we're looking at. If we're speaking to certain people, targeting a certain group of individuals where we'll be able to do the most good and be able to have the most impact, where we can now communicate with them and hopefully help the largest number possible, well, first of all, we have to know where they are. We can't just throw it out there and hope it's able to reach those people. It's like a blind person getting a bow and trying to shoot a target, doesn't even know which direction to turn, and just fires discriminately. You may eventually hit your target a couple of times. It's going to be few and far between, and chances are you're not going to get the consistent results you're wanting. Life is the same way. What are we wanting? I'm not talking about goals. Goals are only part of it. Goals are only part of the scenario. Okay, goals give us a direction. Yes, a dream is also, in some ways, is even more appropriate than a goal. And yet we need to have a direction, whatever it is, a direction of where we're wanting to go. I have heard from certain groups that you don't want to focus on the end result because in doing that, you'll actually set up false hopes. Well, I can agree to that to a point. I also like to think of the process is also very important. The process of getting towards your goals. That's where you learn the most. That's where you gain the most. Once you have that goal achieved, then it's almost like a letdown. It's the process of going along that road of life or of achieving the goal. That's where the fun, that's where the excitement becomes so palatable, where it's in our lives. It's coursing through us as we are achieving these things. Once we've achieved them, it's almost a letdown, like I said. So you have to know the direction. You have to know how you're going to achieve it. And then here's the biggest part of all. This is one thing that I actually told one of my clients to quit. This is another gentleman I spoke with earlier this week. I told him, okay, you have all this information, all this knowledge, all these things you're doing. You have so much. I take that back. You're not doing anything. All these things you know, but what are you doing? He's blaming everyone else. He's saying the universe is giving me all these challenges. It's the universe is placing all these things in front of me. Yeah, the universe is saying, get off your butt and do something. Whatever it is, whatever you're working on, do something. Okay? This gentleman that I was speaking with, he's been researching and studying all of these great people for years. He's been working on writing a book, working on programs, working on this, working on that. And yet, even though he's working on it, it's more like working towards it. He's not actually doing it. He's not actually doing something. So when I mentioned these challenges people are having, if they're working on bettering their relationship, well, what are they doing specifically? This is another part along with that, the goal or the dream. You need to be giving yourself a direction, yes. Take action, yes. However, you need to be specific in what you're wanting. What I found time and time again with the universe is be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. And when you ask the universe, when you are doing the work, when you're putting it out there, the energy, it will come back to you, guaranteed. The question is, what are you putting out there? If you're putting out excuses, the universe is going to say, oh, okay, let's give him more excuses. If we're putting out effort, oh, great, let's give some feedback on that effort. Is it effective or not, and how they can change that? What's he gonna have to, what he has to do next to make sure he's getting these consistent results? And yet, if you're not doing anything, do not be surprised if your life doesn't change. Plain and simple. Some people say, well, I don't feel like I'm doing enough. Well, welcome to the party. I don't feel like I'm doing enough a lot of times. I'm doing things, yes, but I'm not feeling like I'm doing enough. That doesn't mean that we're not making progress. It just means that we're going to be not making as much as we would like. Have you heard of the process called Kaizen? Okay, Kaizen is a Japanese phrase that means small incremental steps. Okay, and being able to change what's going on in your life by making those small incremental steps rather than taking a big, huge jump. We can talk about Kaizen a little bit more after the break, which is coming up here in just a few moments. Make sure, please, think about this. See what you can do in changing your own life to make those differences. Those small incremental steps.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. This is Matthew Cooper with the Positive Communication Show on OM Times Radio. Really quick, I wanted to mention before we talk about Kaizen, which I mentioned right before the last break, how many of you have taken a look at the OM Times magazine? How many of you check that out? I would highly recommend if you haven't gone to the magazine, go to omtimes.com, check out their magazine. I do my best to check it out every week. And this week they're talking about James Conner, or they have James Conner as the spotlight or the main person part of it. He has a book out. I thought it was actually pretty cool, called The Super Yogi Scenario. Actually, there's a couple. I think three books out right now, or three books planned. I'm not sure. Cool ideas, because if you go back into the Yoga Sutras, as well as looking at the different Buddhist scriptures, they talk about not just the possibility of being able to fly or read minds or have these quote-unquote superpowers. It's a reality, and they tell you step by step in those different sutras how to do this, which I thought was pretty cool. I personally believe that there are many things that we can do that we don't realize is possible. I've noticed in my own life the results that I've been able to see. I've been a massage therapist, Chinese medicine practitioner, Reiki master, etc., doing energy work for many years, and I've seen and experienced things which I don't think most people see and experience if they don't do a lot of energy work. And so I understand that there are a number of things which come from doing meditation, because I've spent many hours and hours in meditation over the years. And so what James was saying in his work and talking about the different things which are possible, like, oh, okay, this is hitting pretty close to home. He also, Mr. Conner, has a on his website, gobeyond.org, gobeyond.org. He has a simple couple of different techniques and teaches you how to do some different, very powerful meditation techniques, which are really simple. So check it out. Look on OM Times, the magazine. Go to omtimes.com, and you'll be able to click on the magazine, take a look at Mr. James Conner, see what's going on with the rest of the information. I highly recommend it. It's always uplifting for me to read the OM Times magazine. So just thought I'd mention that to you. Now, Kaizen. Talking about Kaizen, K-A-I-Z-E-N. It is a Japanese term which means to make a small incremental increase, whether in your mindset or in a physical tweaking or micro or small changes in a product. You might have noticed, I don't know, back in the 90s, for those of you that are able to remember those years, where the Japanese were making all kinds of changes with their electronics and robotics. Oh, tiny amounts here, tiny amounts there. And really making some incredible, at least I think, changes which improved what was going on with the electronics, making them more small, making them more compact. And their electronics have always been cutting edge compared to what we have in the States. It seems like we're almost one or two decades beyond the rest of the world, behind with our internet, with our wireless services, with our phones, all these different things, where the rest of the world seems to have all these really cool gadgets. But we don't know about it because they don't advertise, unless, of course, we do look at those different markets that are outside of the U.S. So with that Kaizen principle, it's not just for electronics. It's not just for business. It's for life. And when I mentioned being able to have these different types of goals, dreams, whatever it is you're working on, the Kaizen principle is a very valuable tool to have in your arsenal, in your toolbox, because oftentimes we want to change everything right now. I was mentioning how people, when they're trying to get someone to listen to them or get their business to work or whatever it is with their dreams and their goals, they want it right now. Right now is nice. That would be great to have it right now. Trying to force the universe to do it right now. The universe doesn't respond too well to force. Instead, a much better way, which I've seen and I've experienced in my life, is these small changes. What can I do today to change just a little bit of my life? Not much, just a little bit. You know, meditate for just 5 minutes. Only 5 minutes. Heck, even 1 minute if you can. Can you do that? Just 1 minute? Just 1 minute a day, that's it. I think you could. And once you can do 1 minute, do you think a minute and a half is not that big of a deal? Yeah. So after a week or two, you do a minute and a half. And then you'll say, it's only a minute and a half. I'll just take 5 minutes. All of a sudden, you're into 5 minutes, 15, 20. You're now doing a half hour of meditation a day. You have made the small steps which have now built the habit patterns to allow you to believe that it's possible, and then you implement this. You have to do something, yes. You implement it, and now you change your life. You have changed your life. It's amazing what can be done. If you wish to get biblical, I believe I'm paraphrasing, through small and simple things, great things are brought to pass. And it may not even be biblical. It can be, I'm sure, in a number of different religions that have a similar statement. I would be very surprised if the Buddha did not have something very similar that he said. And I'd be surprised if you did not find something in other different religions as well. These small things that we do, great things can have a big impact on us. We talk about the faith of a mustard seed and being able to grow. A mustard seed's small, but it grows into such a large, comparatively, a large bush or a large plant from just a small seed. Can we also let our belief in ourselves, in our ability to succeed, also expand and grow? Through Kaizen, these small efforts, these small things that we can do every day, we can change our lives, change our world. But we have to do something. We have to figure out what we want, be specific on it, and make those differences. For example, in my own life, in working on this program of mine, the Empowered Parent Program, which I've mentioned that I just finished doing the editing for, I wrote the original book. I call it the Positive Family Communications, what I originally named it. I realized, okay, this is some good information. I wrote it, I think, 3-4 years ago. I looked back through, whoa, I needed to change a number of things. I've become a much better writer. I'm pursuing a master's degree right now, and I've had some English classes since, and I'm realizing, wow, I need to change a few things. So I went through the entire book, added some pieces which were not there before, which I felt are very necessary, and I now have the Empowered Parent Program. And this Empowered Parent Program is teaching parents how to communicate with their children, how to communicate with their teenagers. It's so challenging to communicate with your teenagers. I think it was a couple weeks back that I had the radio program. The three main things that a parent can do tonight to get their kids to listen to them. Well, guess what? Even though I said it's the parents get the kids to listen to them, it's the parents changing how they're communicating with their child that gets them to listen to them. It does not come from without the change. The change comes from within. I love this Zen saying. It's, if you cannot find it where you are standing, where do you expect to wander in search of it? That's one of my favorite Zen sayings. If you cannot find it where you are standing, where do you expect to wander in search of it? This has touched my heart so much over the years. It really hit me hard after my wife at the time, about almost 8 years ago now, she left me, and I was looking for happiness. I was looking for that peace, that solace, which I could not find anywhere else. And the reason why I couldn't find it is because I was looking everywhere else but inside of me. Everywhere else. I can go and talk about the Kaizen principle and how that works as well. I want to go into this a little more because this is so important. There's a book. It's actually coming from a speech that was given by a gentleman, I don't have his name right now, Acres of Diamonds, for those of you that have heard of it. To really quickly recap the story, there's a farmer, he hears about diamonds being found in Africa, and he has a small farm in Africa, and he says, you know what, diamonds, I could make my fortune, I just have to go out and find them. So he sells his farm, and he takes off into the world to be able to find a diamond mine and make his fortune. He wanders around for years and finally heartbroken, unable to find it, destitute, he throws himself off a bridge and drowns in the river below. The man who purchased this farm from that farmer, he was out, if you will, the back 40, out in a stream in the back of his farm, and he finds this cool looking rock. Oh, this is nice. Takes it, sticks it on his mantle. And a friend of his comes over later and says, do you know what that is? No, it's a cool looking rock. No, that's a diamond. Really? And that became the site of the richest diamond mine, one of the richest diamond mines in history. Now, whether it was true or not, the principle is still true. And that is, before you go looking elsewhere, look in your own backyard first. And as I mentioned in that Zen saying, if you cannot find it where you are standing, where do you expect to wander in search of it? This was so powerful to me. These two combined, the Zen saying and the acres of diamonds, telling me, quit looking outside of yourself. Quit looking somewhere else for your happiness. Quit looking somewhere else for the ability to change what you're doing. You need to find it within yourself. Look for your happiness. Look for your peace. Look for that solace. Excuse me. Look for that which you are unable to find anywhere else. Look for it inside. As I searched all of these different self-help books, Wayne Dyer, looking for Anthony Robbins, looking at other books for, like, for example, Virginia Satir, dealing with NLP and hypnosis and such, being able to listen to Richard Bandler, all of these people, they talk about it's all inside of you. I couldn't understand the message until I accepted that I had the ability to change me. I have that ability. All of us do. We have the ability to change ourselves. No one else can change us unless we are willing and wanting for that to happen. That became a huge changing point in my life, in how I interacted with my children, in how I interacted with my ex-wife, in how I interacted with my siblings, with my parents, with everyone that I came in contact with in my life. Once I realized that I'm in charge of my happiness, that I have it within me already to be able to do these things, it made all of the difference in the world. You too have that ability to change. You too have those skills. They may be a bit dusty, maybe a bit rusty. They are yours though, and you have that potential. All you have to do is look for it, and you will find it. Stick around, be back in just a few moments right after the break.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. This is Matthew Cooper with the Positive Communication Show on OM Times Radio. Last couple of segments been talking about the little things we can do to change how we're experiencing life, to change the way that we're communicating, to change the way that we're finding happiness. I mentioned Kaizen, the Japanese term that goes into talking about, you know, the little things that we can do to change how we are communicating with other people, the little changes we can make in our lives to achieve great things. It's not done by doing one giant, huge amount of effort all at once. It's done by the little things. The same way that the old saying of the, I think it was in the Tao, they talk about the journey of a thousand leagues begins with a single step. Yeah, a single step, that small, tiny, simple effort, little action that now gets us moving on that path to perfection or to purpose in life. Whatever it's going to be, whatever path that you're taking, those small and simple efforts will get us on that path where now we can be making progress on a regular basis. We're not going to get there unless we make those efforts. We're not going to get there unless we take the time to make that work. I hope that makes sense. The same I also mentioned with the Zen saying of, if you cannot find it where you are standing, where do you expect to wander in search of it? And also the story about Acres of Diamonds, where the farmer left home to find diamonds when, if he would have looked in his backyard, he would have found diamonds to his heart's content. How often are we choosing to ignore what we have in our backyards? I'm not talking physical backyards. I'm talking metaphorically. What about your spiritual backyard? How about that? What do we have inside of us? I asked this question myself many years ago after realizing these things, and I was able to realize, you know, hey, I have skills, I have talents, I have abilities. I'm not using them. I'm not utilized. I'm not searching. I'm not working to be able to take the skills I already have. Why am I always looking for more outside of what I have when I'm not utilizing what's right here in front of me? And then being able to understand and recognize that, that's where I began writing. Began writing my books. I have my book, the first one I wrote that I actually published is called Ninja Dating Skills, which you wish you would have learned in high school for teenagers. Another one, the most recent one I mentioned earlier in the program, was the Empowered Parent Program. And there's one that I've been told, you need to get this published. You have to do it. I wrote it years and years ago. I need to go through it again and get it out there. It's called the How to Torture Your Friends for Fun and Profit, A Beginner's Guide to Acupressure and Other Stuff. Everyone loved the title, and they also loved the content. It was basic acupressure, massage, reflexology, some of these different techniques, which are not very comfortable, which are great for your health. Great for your health. And I have these things for years. I was told, oh, no, no, you can't do that. My dad, bless his heart, wonderful man, wonderful man. He has changed his perspective over the years as he's watched me progress. When I finished that book, the How to Torture Your Friends for Fun and Profit book, he said, who do you think you are that people would actually listen to you? You don't have a degree. You don't have any school and knowledge. What makes people think you're going to know what you're talking about? How are you going to help people understand that? Well, I unfortunately listened to him, and I put that book on hold for years. Since then, he has seen how I've really learned a lot, and I do have degrees, and I have gone through training, so I am now an authority. And honestly, the material wouldn't have changed from now to back then. If I would have listened to myself, listened internally, and been able to pay attention, I could have done those things. But I can't change the past. What I can do is change what I've done now. Recognizing, oh, you can do something. So I wrote my first book, the Ninja Dating Skills book. And now I've written the Empowered Parent Program. And now I can go back and say, you know what? I can do this. I can make those small and simple efforts every day. Something else I can do, something else I can improve in my life. It doesn't have to be a giant Herculean effort. It can only be a small thing. That's all it has to be. And yet, through a large number of these small things, we can achieve great things. Every single one of us. It does take effort. Yes, it does. It takes work. Oh, yes, it does. It takes perseverance. Mm-hmm. Commitment. Yes, all of these things. It may not seem like we're making very much headway. And yet life is like that too. We live life minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. And yet each one of those years is made up of seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, until we have years. And then those years build up. Through small things we do, we can make a big difference. I had made a statement years ago, which I thought was a pretty good statement. I've decided to use it ever since. And that is, it is the steps that we took yesterday which will dictate the path that we take tomorrow. And it is the things we do today which will guide us on that path which we take. And so what steps are we taking today to make the progression along this path that's going to make us so that we're able to achieve our goals, our dreams in life? As I mentioned earlier, we need to be specific. What are we wanting? If you don't know specifically what you're wanting, then you're just be aiming in a general direction. And that's okay to get started. However, once you get started, you should be able to figure out, okay, more of what you're wanting. What do you want specifically? Earlier on in my career, and even now I find myself sometimes switching back to it, I go back to money. I want to make this much money. Anthony Robbins, great gentleman, motivational speaker, he talks about if money is your focus, that's not enough. I also hear the same things from Earl Nightingale, if you're familiar with him. Tremendous, tremendous motivational speaker and salesman as well. Reading information from Og Mandino, reading information from Zig Ziglar, all of these great people who are so successful in helping people, to motivate people, to teach them these skills. Money is not enough. What does money do for you? Ah, now we are able to do something more. And it's, in many ways, I found more important to create the emotion behind what you want rather than just saying, I want this. If, for example, you say, well, I want to make X number of dollars a year. Well, why? There has to be a why behind it. Well, I want that so I can buy this. Okay. Well, what does money give you? What does it do for you? Well, it creates freedom. Oh, freedom. That's one of mine. That's what money does for me. It provides freedom. Freedom to buy things. Freedom to do things. Freedom to have the time to do what I want and be empowered by that. So freedom is one of the things that is key for me, is what I receive from money. Oh, okay. So now instead of focusing on the money necessarily, I focus on the freedom to do these things through money. Does that make sense? It's a small distinction, and yet it's also a crucial distinction. When we understand what our goals are, and we're more specific, don't just say, I want a car. What kind of car? Well, that's great. Okay. If you're familiar with the movie The Secret, great movie, has some good information there, but it's only part of that law of attraction formula, if you will. It takes a couple of other things in there that I found as well. That's another show. A lot of information there on what I've found works there. And yet part of that secret is being able to keep in your mind specifically what you want. Well, that's great. Additionally, what I've found is you need to have an emotion tied to it. And then you have to take action. Oh, action? Yes. You have to do something about it. It's not just going to manifest itself there just by thinking happy thoughts about it. What are you doing to facilitate this? What actions are you taking in your life? What Kaizen principles, what step-by-step little tiny efforts are you making every day to make these things happen in your life? These are the things that we need to focus on. Those emotions, what specific emotion, what is this going to do for you? So, for example, if you're looking at improving your relationship with your children, What are you doing daily to change that? Well, part of what I learned with this Empowered Parent Program, this is using some of the same principles that I have been applying for years and get great results with. Some of those techniques are so simple. All you need to do is begin changing small things like your tone of voice. What tone of voice? What do you mean tone of voice? For example, you're talking to your child, especially teenager, and instead of telling them, you're supposed to get this done an hour ago. Why isn't it done? Well, that tone of voice, that's going to cause me, if you were talking to me that way, it's going to cause an immediate defensiveness. I like to ask instead, a little ask, not tell. I ask, is this certain chore done? My understanding is this was supposed to be done an hour ago. Is it done yet? I'm giving them the opportunity to tell me yes or no, and if they've done it, great. Praise is in order. I say, good job, great. I'm so glad you got this done. If it's not, I ask, why isn't it done? Now, you wanted to do this later on today, didn't you? Yeah. Okay, why haven't you done it yet? You're not going to go and be able to hang out with your friends until this is done. Get it done right now. Okay. And they take off. A great example is my son. He wanted to go out with his friends this evening and go have me drop him off over to the movies with his friends. I'm like, okay, I can do that. No problem. This is the time that we're planning on going, so I want to make sure you're available. Okay, no problem. Well, I get a text where he has told me, didn't ask, he told me he was going over to the pool with his friends. See you in a couple hours, Dad. So I text him back, tried to call him. He wasn't available. He had gone and put his phone down. And he comes back late, and I don't have the time to now take him to the movies with the time that I have left before the show that I'm on right now. And I let him know, but I have responsibilities. It's really frustrating to me. I want to help you. I would love to take you over there. But I can't do that because you made that choice. That's frustrating because I really want to help you. You have to find another ride now. Do you think that made him feel good? No. However, who made the choice and who has the consequences? Something we teach all of our children, hopefully. Be back in just a few moments right after the break.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow letting you know she is feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back. This is Matthew Cooper with the Positive Communication Program on OM Times Radio. Good stuff. Talking about responsibility. Ooh, yeah. Talked about Kaizen, which is the small incremental changes we can make. We've talked about communication and dreams and goals and the small steps we can take. So much good stuff. So many great ideas and thoughts that have really made an impact and a difference in my life. I'm just sharing them. And the one I was mentioning right before the break was with my son, and he was wanting to go out with his friends. And I was talking with one of my neighbors today for a bit. Her son comes over and plays with my youngest son, and she was mentioning about some of the challenges she's having in helping her kids to understand the consequences for their actions. And I told her, I hear you. I hear you. I have to get you a copy of my Empowered Parent Program. We talk about that. We talk about consequences. And I mentioned to her about how consequences are not good or bad. They're not something a parent gives the child. A parent simply enforces the choice that the child makes. That's a very big difference. Punishment is something that you give them. A consequence is something which you enforce, that they give themselves. It's a huge, huge difference. It may not seem like a big deal, but it's a big, big deal when working with children. It's also a great managerial technique if you're working with coworkers and you're a manager, working with other different people, especially if they're subordinates, helping them understand, you know what, this is what's going on. Your actions brought you to this point. Your choices brought you here, not mine, yours. I am simply here to enforce your choices. Police officers are in an ideal position for that. Unfortunately, they don't usually get a chance to talk a lot to the individuals they work with and help them understand. Counselors, religious, spiritual counselors, etc. This is great, great information, which hopefully can help some of the people understand. No, this is not God doing this to you. This is not the universe throwing you under the bus. This is choices that you've made, which is now coming back, and you're experiencing the the results of your choices and your actions you've taken. And that's something that many of us, me included, have not really wanted to or liked to hear. And yet, guess what? Sorry, this is how it is. You don't like it, you want to blame it on somebody else, fine, keep it up. And you're going to keep on getting what you have now. There was this delightful black lady that, I can't remember her name right now. I do remember she was Jehovah's Witness, just a wonderful, wonderful, delightful lady. And she was from the South, and she said, what I always tell everybody is, you always – wait, see. I want to see if I can paraphrase this and not mess it up. She said, you always going to get what you always got if you always done what you always did. Okay? You always get what you got. If you done what you did, you're going to get what you got. Something like that. I'm trying to think the exact way of expressing it. It was – monumentally instrumental in helping me realize, so if I keep doing the same thing wrong, I'm going to keep on getting the wrong results? Yeah. This is going to happen. Didn't Einstein say that one definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result? Come on. If you're not getting the results you want, you need to change something. I talk to my clients and the different instructors which I teach, the different students, and I say, okay, if you are communicating with someone and it's not going the way you want, if you are speaking about a certain subject or attempting to get your point across, if it's not working, don't try harder. Change what you're doing. Adapt your communication to match the person you're speaking to. Because if you're not making that effort, they're probably not going to either. I was trained as an interrogator and an interpreter in the United States military and the United States Army. And I learned how to ask questions. And if one way didn't work, I tried another until I was able to find one that worked. And as time passed and I learned more about these different skills, I realized that languages and the language barrier is another way that I've noticed that if you're trying to get your point across and it doesn't work, you have to try and be flexible. You have to make those efforts to be flexible and figure out, okay, what I'm saying isn't making sense. I can't say it with these words because I don't know all those words, but I can talk around it. I can try different ways to get my point across if I don't have those exact words. And you know what? It worked. It worked if, as long as I'm staying flexible in my mind and working to find these different areas to make something work in the communication process, my point will get across. My message will be delivered, and my job is not over until that message is received and is understood to be the message which I was originally attempting to send. It's important. We have to make those efforts, take that time to get that message across. If it is not, then how can we get our message to that person and help them understand what we're saying? An example for this. Example. In being able to communicate, for example, with my youngest son. I love examples. They tend to illustrate certain points. In working with my youngest son, he can get frustrated and angry when things don't go his way. Today, he was taking my dog out for a walk. His sister was helping, and he was getting the leashes ready. And okay, cool. They were taking the dog out. And we tie plastic bags onto the leash, that the leash will extend out. Rather than having a long piece of rope, we actually have one of those retractable leashes. And so we tie on the handle a plastic bag. He couldn't get that on there. He's calling it stupid, and he's angry and frustrated. And I'm like, bud, why isn't it working? Well, it just doesn't work. I tried, and it's not working. Okay. And so I let him know, look, you can try as much as you want. When you call it stupid and you're angry, it's not going to work, ever. Because you're not letting in your brain, you're not letting that work. You're stopping it right there. How can you change what you're doing to make it work? How do you change the message? How was I, as the parent, supposed to change the message to fit him rather than what I wanted it to be instead? And so I changed by saying, look, and I showed him how I was able to take that bag, pull all the air out of it so it became flattened, and I wrapped it with a very simple tie. I said, just like that. That's how you make it work. Rather than saying it won't work and trying the way you were, this is how you can make it work. I didn't say that was the only way, but I said that's how you can make it work. I changed the message to how it would fit with him by showing him. In some of the trainings I teach about the five love languages from Dr. Gary Chapman, I'd highly recommend the book. If you have not got a copy already, he has a number of them out for teenagers, adolescents, and for younger children. He even has one for adults, yes, and for single people too. So I'd recommend you at least get a copy of that, the five love languages from Dr. Gary Chapman. And then I add the information from those five love languages books, knowing my son's love language, and then adapting for he's being a more of a kinesthetic learner. In neurolinguistic programming, we talk about auditory, visual, kinesthetic, gustatory, and olfactory. And mostly we stick with the VAK, which is the visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. My son's very kinesthetic, so I showed him, but I also did the action in front of him so he could see and recognize this is how I am able to fix that problem. Sounds complicated, doesn't it? Well, it's not. Once you know the pieces and you put them all together, it's just practicing it. And yet with that, I was able to take a situation which had frustrated my son. He was not getting the results. I said, what's wrong? This is how you fix it. He couldn't understand, so I had to change and show him, change and adapt my communication pattern to match him. Being a linguist, same idea. We change the language we're speaking. For example, I learned to speak Romanian. Instead of trying to speak English to a Romanian speaker, if I speak Romanian to them, all of a sudden, they understand if they don't speak English. I'm now speaking a language that they understand. I'm speaking in a way that they can now comprehend. Life is the same way when we're speaking with our coworkers, friends, families, you name it. When you're speaking with these people in your life, it's best to use a language they understand. And with my son, I was able to adapt my message to fit what he was needing to hear so that he could be able to process that. We need to be, as Mahatma Gandhi said, we must become the change we want to see in the world. Because if we're not going to change what we're doing, how can we expect somebody else to? We need to be that example. Learn these skills. Apply these skills. Do those things which will help you to be an example to other people in your world. I mean, I hadn't thought of this until just now. It reminds me of a scripture I learned when I was much younger. I, for the most part, do not utilize scripture, unless, of course, it suits my purposes. I'm not even sure which one or where this comes from exactly. And yet the scripture was from the Bible. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Well, I'm looking at not necessarily just glorify your Father which is in heaven, but let people know that you're doing something good and be an example to them. Don't hide your light under a bushel, as was also mentioned in the Bible. Don't cover up what you're doing. If you're doing something and you need to be an example to people, be an example which is going to be uplifting and fulfilling rather than an example of some of the more base and less, how shall we say, nice aspects of humanity. If we're wanting to be an example to those around us, it takes us making the effort. We have to show people. We have to take the time and the effort to improve ourselves and to be that example to the rest of the world. As a parent, I want to make sure that I'm the example to my children. I can't expect the state, the schools, or anybody else to teach for me. I need to be that example. I'm the one teaching them. So I want all of you to think about this, please. Make some efforts in your own life, and then come back next week. Go ahead, contact me on Facebook, Matthew Cooper, or even on the Positive Control Systems page. Put a message in there. Love to hear from you. I'll see you next week.
A conscious